Hi, I'm Oliver Berquez, co-founder of 4D Fit, and welcome to the Brain, Brawn, and Business Advice Cast series. They're a short, sharp podcast, no more than 15 minutes long, that will give you really practical advice around fitness, business, and mindset. Things you can implement into your life on a daily basis that will help you improve your health, fitness, business, and performance. Episode coming up now, and I hope you'll enjoy it. Hi, podcast community. Ollie Berquist here. Welcome to another episode. Today's one is called The Weekend Binge, and it was a live I did for my Brain, Brawn, and Business Facebook group. So it doesn't matter how healthy and committed you are with your food and your training during the week. If you don't approach the weekend in the right way, you will never make progress and you will never achieve results. In this episode, I discuss why the weekend binge doesn't work and some strategies you can implement to keep you on track. If there is a topic or an episode you would like me to cover, then drop me a message on socials, as I'm always looking to produce content relevant for my audience and my sort of connections. So yeah, drop me a message, let me know. And other than that, I'm going to lead into the episode now, and I hope you all enjoy it. Today's talk is called The Weekend Binge, and I'm doing it on a Friday, so hopefully you can watch it before you get home tonight and lead into the binge weekend, which is really common. So this is a really common theme, and if anyone... So I suppose the theme around the weekend binge is probably one of the number one reasons why people don't make progress, don't achieve results. Because what normally happens is you're brilliant. Monday to Friday, lunchtime, you're immaculate, your diet's great, you're being super healthy. And then the reward for a brilliant 4.5 days of really healthy eating, good training, not drinking, really healthy, perfect lifestyle. You reward yourself on a Friday night with a takeaway, and you then have a binge at the weekend. So you give yourself a big pat on the back, and that pat on the back becomes a binge of a weekend. And you're just then back to square one, because when Monday starts, all the progress you made Monday to Friday lunchtime has just gone out the window, and then you're back to square one. So that is why you don't ever make progress, you know? Hear it so many times. No, but I'm being brilliant in the week. I have a couple of cheat days. I'm being excellent in the week. Why am I not making progress? Why am I not losing weight? Why am I not doing this? And that is because a whole weekend of excessive indulgent food and drink you'll never make progress on that. Never, ever, ever a million years, because your calorie consumption will be far too high. You know, a few beers and a takeaway and a bar of chocolate or treats after dinner, whatever it may be, that excessive processed, high sugary, not healthy food will just lead to too many calories. So you'll never lose weight if you're going to indulge and binge at the weekend. So that's that. The other thing as well, and I think what's really key, is if you look at your meals over the course of the week. So let's say you're having four meals a day. So breakfast, lunch, dinner, and a snack. If you average out four meals across the week, that's 28 meals, yeah? Four meals every day, 28 meals. If you're really good up to Friday lunchtime, that means Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday lunch, Saturday snack, Saturday evening, Sunday breakfast, Sunday snack, Sunday lunch, Sunday evening. 9 meals. That means 9 out of your 28 meals are less healthy. And that's like literally, that's 30, 35% of your meals. There's no way if you're having 35% unhealthy meals across the week, at the weekend, even if your week is really healthy, you're never going to make progress. You've just got to look at, well, look now, let's go from Friday night, you've now got to get balance in check. And that's what's key to sustaining a healthy lifestyle for you to, you know, if you want to lose weight, if you want to make progress, then your weekend has got to be much more balanced, and you've got to pick a few. Yeah, look, you've got to relax and enjoy yourself, because that's life, that's living. And I always say about a good lifestyle, not a perfect one. But what's really important is that you just get that in balance. So I've got on here 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 little tips you can take away from how you can approach the weekend to make a really big difference. So that's what I've got for you. So number one is basically, don't go back-to-back with unhealthy meals. So what I mean by that is, if you're having a binge on a Friday night, like a takeaway, don't have then a fry-up and an unhealthy breakfast. Or if you know you're out for Saturday lunch and you're having a binge Saturday lunchtime, make sure that your Saturday night meal isn't the same as well. Or if you know you're going out lunchtime, make sure your breakfast is healthy. So if you can avoid going two meals in a row unhealthy, straight away, half of your meals are going to be healthy across that 8 or 9 we've just spoke about. So that's strategy one you can implement. Strategy two, exercise before you indulge. So if you know you're going out on a Saturday night and you're going to have a bingy Saturday night, then hit the gym, do a circuit, do some, go to the gym where you can't maybe at the moment, but just do some form of exercise prior to going out. By doing that exercise, you're going to basically burn off calories, almost going to clear the tank a little bit, so that when you go out on your Saturday night, it just means the excess calories coming in, you're not just topping up. So you've depleted, you know, you've got rid of some calories because you know you're going to take on a little bit more. So exercise of some sort or movement before you go out will really help. Good stuff. Next one on the list. Make your Sunday night meal really good as well. This is really important because it will set you up going into Monday. If what I mean by that is if you have a few drinks and it's an unhealthy Sunday night, you're going to lead to a bad sleep on a Sunday night. And then when you wake up Monday, you're not feeling great. You're not pumped up for the week. And then the lack of sleep or interrupted sleep will just lead to poor choices on the Monday. So it doesn't set your week off on a good path. So just think about Sunday night, water before bed, healthy meal, fresh ingredients, balance out your nutrients, protein and veg, whatever it may be. Just think about being healthy on that last meal on a Sunday night. Good stuff. And then I think your approach has got to be this. So if you're going, say you're going to have that, you know, Saturday night's going to be unhealthy, then just, if you know that in advance, just plan, right, Saturday lunchtime, I'm going to have a salad. I'm going to make sure I drink lots of water before, throughout the day, making sure I'm going to have veg and protein. And I'm going to really, you're going to plan that you're going to be healthy on the other meals. So like you might have done in the week when you're planning out meals in advance, do it the weekend. If you know the times you're going to go out and be unhealthy, which is fine, just think about where you can factor in or plan your healthy breakfast, your healthy lunches, or the other meals. And if you're planning those meals and it's in the cupboard and it's in the fridge ready, it just means that you're organized. It just means you know what you're going to have. You know that food's accessible. And then you know those healthy meals will happen because you've planned for it. And then the last thing is just planning into next week. This is taking into next week now. It's a really good strategy. If you shop at the weekend, just plan your meals for the week in advance. Write it down on a food list. Write it down on a food diary. Then transfer those foods onto a shopping list. Write them out and then go shopping. If you just plan your week ahead at the weekend, it will lead to better choices at the supermarket. And it'll lead just some more organization, making sure that you're going to plan out your meals in advance. So that's more of a going into next week strategy. The food diary and the food list you've got, obviously, in your notes, which was sent to you by email as part of the program. So that's basically it. So just a quick recap, as I like to do. The weekend binge. If you binge the whole weekend from Friday night to Sunday night, don't matter how good your Monday to Friday lunchtime is, how good you are in the week, how perfect you are, how much you train, you will never make progress. So you need to get balance in your weekend. You need to break it up with healthy and unhealthy. Don't make your binges or those unhealthy nights or meals or lunch, whatever you're doing at the weekend. Just don't make them too excessive as well. Then just think about, don't go back to back with unhealthy meals. So if you have one unhealthy meal at lunch, don't make sure your dinner or your next snack or your next meal choice isn't unhealthy. Don't go back to back. Exercise before you indulge. So clear the tank of calories. Do some exercise of some sort before you're going into your unhealthy meal or social occasion that you're doing at the weekend. Make sure that your Sunday night meal is good. Your Sunday night choices are healthy. It will lead to a really good night's sleep Sunday night, and then gets you starting the week on a Monday on the right foot. Remember with your approach that you are going to plan some of your meals at the weekend. So if you know you're going to be unhealthy at times, make sure your healthier meals are planned out. Make sure those foods are available, because that's where you're going to make the right choices, because it's there, planned, prepared, and the food is in the fridge. And then looking into next week, plan your meals in advance, write it on a food diary, transfer them foods to a shopping list, go shopping, and you've just got some organization that will lead you into the week. So that's it, guys. If you watch it back later, if you've got any comments, just fire them through. And obviously I can answer them on those questions. Hope that helped. Hope you got some value from that. And if you're listening to it, obviously, yeah, thanks for checking in. Thanks for listening to it. Have a great weekend. Just remember, balance is key. And as I always say, the good lifestyle you keep is better than the perfect one you don't. Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. Please share it with anyone else you know would benefit. And if you enjoyed the episode and got value, then please could you leave us a 5-star review on the platform you listen to, as it will help the podcast to reach more people, something we're hugely passionate about. You can also subscribe to the episodes to receive them as soon as they're released. And if you're looking for more support around business, fitness and mindset, then I've got 2 free support groups, one on Facebook and one on WhatsApp. Links to join are in the show notes, so head over, and we'd love to see you in the community. Individually and through my businesses, we do lots of work for business owners and companies, so please head over to the show notes again, and you can find out a little bit more about these programs, how they can help you and your company to improve your performance, productivity, your health and your fitness. Lastly, I'd love to hear from you, so please send me a message with anything you found valuable or anything you would like to see or be included in further episodes. And if you would like to just be a guest on the podcast, then yeah, email me on oliver@4dfit.co.uk. That's the number 4 and the letters DFIT. You can also connect to me on socials. I'm on all main platforms, Ollie Berquez, OLLIE. LinkedIn is my main one, which is Oliver Berquez. And yeah, it'd be great to connect with you and start a further conversation. Once again, thank you so much for listening to the episode today, and I look forward to checking in with you next time. And just remember, the good lifestyle you keep is better than the perfect one you don't.